Homes. So, my name is Filiz Yılmaz. I'm Senior Director of Participation and Engagement. And I will just go through the details of these services a bit. So it may feel a bit little weird for you guys to be here and listening to these remote participation tools, but it has it's going to provide you the opportunity if you would like to continue participating to ICANN meetings in the future. And we do hope, I personally do hope you will do that. But then maybe you will not be able to come here and be with us physically in person in the future. Then you are still not disconnected. You are still with us virtually. And secondly, sometimes what I hear from people, organizations have interests into ICANN issues, but there are some roles between personnel or staff in organizations. So there is a roster between employees. Sometimes you go, sometimes the other one goes, and this. Will enable you to follow it up if you are not the lucky guy to have the funding to travel and you have to be in the office, you are still not disconnected. So what we will be looking at, first of all, why we are doing these, why are we providing these services, and how they are there available for you guys to use them. Today, I've been working with internet for some 15 plus years. I don't want to give more details because I don't want to reveal my age. But as you can all tell, this technology has grew so fast. And it opened up all different sorts of tools for us to be able to use it over. 15 years ago or 20 years ago, maybe it was that little, geeky tool for the use of few academics who would like to talk to each other because they managed to connect these two computers, and it's all fascinating. But now today, it became a utility. You do shop online, make orders online, and it is like electricity. If you are not connected from home, you suddenly panic. I talk to people, and they can't stand, one day away from their handsets or their computers, or they can't be not reading email on a specific day. So internet has become our part of our lives. It is today a utility. Let's not look at it as that, really fancy technology anymore. It is a fact of our lives, and it makes our lives easy. Now, we are a community who are talking about issues about internet, and we are doing this over internet. So basically, today, if internet is providing us to watch a movie, what's happening in another country on the spot, why not use it for our discussions, our community discussions over internet? So it is providing getting the community be involved in a very cost-effective way. Not everybody would fancy maybe traveling to San Francisco, or maybe they don't have the funding, or they just don't like to travel long hours on a plane. They are coming from the other side of the world. So these tools using internet enables our goal of wider inclusion of the community members from wherever they are. And as ICANN, we are very committed to have these people involved using these tools and being involved virtually. This commitment is coming from our board. The board has a specific committee that is relating to participation and engagement issues within the community. They are called Public Participation Committee, and they are really monitoring the tools we are providing, and they are guiding staff, us, so that we are providing the best services for you. So our goal is basically equalizing the participation. So we as Janice in the morning session, and I lost the crowd here, I'm so jealous now, has mentioned, we have about 1,700 people in person at this meeting. It's quite a crowded meeting, and I think as newcomers, most of you are lucky to be able to hear and meet all these people. But there are a lot of people who will be connecting to the sessions remotely as well. And it is very valuable for us to equalize their participation with you guys. So during the public forum, as an individual, you have the right to go to the mic and express your ideas here, just because you're here. The chair will allow you to do that. Same way, there will be one person who will be monitoring a chat room, and those people, doesn't matter where they are, they might be in Russia, China, South America, if they're up on that at that time, following the conversations, they can ask their questions or send their comments remotely on the chat room, and a staff member will be reading out those on behalf of them. So as you can see, the main issue is making sure that remote participants receive the same way of similar opportunities that you guys have who are on the meeting floor here. And while doing that, we had to think of several different types of connections, obviously. Some people have very good bandwidth for their connection, and some people have low. So we are providing several different services that will be available according to that bandwidth issue. What we are doing, if you have low bandwidth, then you can all you need is a web browser, and there will be a flash screen where you can follow the audio streams, and there will be a chat room, and there will be live scribing that will follow up as people speak here. It will be transcribed on your screen. But if you have high bandwidth, so you are a bit luckier, then you can only click one link, and it will open up a window for you, which we call the Adobe Connect window. Adobe Connect is a conferencing tool, and it is putting all these other modular things, the video, the presentations view, the chat room, the audio, in one screen. So it is like a package. You will have one window where you will be following everything. While in the low bandwidth, you can choose maybe, okay, I will just follow it from the transcripts, or I will just listen to the audio. So because basically your bandwidth is not able to cope up with all these data coming in towards you. So what you can do if you are following now, and this session is actually being broadcasted the same way, those people who are interested to know about remote participation services of ICANN remotely are actually now following this. I don't know if there are any people following it up. No. Compared to what we have, it's not bad. So what is the main thing is basically checking the schedule, finding out which sessions you want to follow, and it is really very easy from then on. Because on the schedule, I'm talking about the meeting schedule, all the meetings have those details about remote participation. So basically they are links. For example, if you go to a session detail of a meeting, you will see remote participation low bandwidth. That means you can use all these services. And you see here, for example, English, Espanol, Francais. So those are the streaming that are coming from different interpretation channels. Even in this room, at the back, we have translation. If you want to listen to this in another language, you can do that here, as well as the remote participants can do. So all the services, as you can see, are equalized over there. And then what you can do, you can listen to the audio cast and join into the chat room. This is where, actually, you and all the other participants come together, and you can talk about things. Now, you can, while you're here, you can also join to that chat, because that widens up your participation in a way. So it's both ways. When we say we want to equalize participation remotely or face-to-face, we are not saying we are trying to, provide more opportunity for only remote participants, but for you guys too. There might be very interesting conversations going on in those chat rooms. So while you are here, you can also, you may also want to join on those. This is where you chat with other people. You can also talk to the staff members over there, because we are monitoring these chat rooms in case you need some help or ask questions. And then you can, you can monitor the scribe feed. This is where the transcription is basically streaming over the screen, and you can follow what I'm saying as I speak. Now, when you look at the high bandwidth services, like I said, you will be using the opportunities of having a better internet connection. You will be using only Adobe Connect. You don't need to click this link. You don't need to click another link over there. It is only one link. And if you are interested, you can already test your bandwidth if it is. Going to be good with Adobe Connect or not, with a test URL that we are providing. And if you pass the test, then that means you will be able to follow the meeting from one screen. And it is basically the same way. You go to the session details of a meeting on the agenda, on the schedule, and then you see remote participation, high bandwidth services, and you can see there is one link over there. So when you click it, you will be asked to log in. Now, login doesn't mean you need to have a login. You can just be a guest. For example, you can enter your name and click on to enter as a guest, and you will be accepted to the meeting. In case that is an open meeting, right? There are some, if you have noticed on the schedule, there are some meetings which says closed. That is for some groups who need to talk among themselves only. They are not open for public participation at that instant time. Then you will not be able to get into those rooms. But the others are all fine. So this is an example screen of Adobe Connect. As you can see, there will be a pod, little part of your screen will be for video. You will be able to follow the slides in one corner. There will be one part that you can join in the chat, and there will be also the transcription flowing. Now, I have one slide, specific slide for forms. I don't want to confuse anybody, but the chat room, the facility of the chat room is quite limited, it's quite small. And when we want to make sure that we do get the questions or the comments from the remote participants properly to speak, to read it out loud on mic, especially in sessions like public forum, where it is very important, you know, you make sure that your voice is heard. We want to make sure that we get your question or the comment properly. And in a small chat room, it's hard to navigate those things. And we also thought if we provide a mechanism to you guys to post a comment, and then that will be archived later on in a nice way, that is also useful for other people to see it later on, to see, oh, okay, there were like four or five remote questions asked, and these are the details of it. So we are also providing some forms for that, submit those questions. Not every session they will be available. For example, for public forum, we will make them available for you, and there will be links, again, in the session details. So everything about the meeting, about its remote participation services, are in the details of that meeting. Well, we are all human, and we are trying to communicate during these meetings. It may be face-to-face, it may be remote, it may be remotely. But communication requires to certain standards to take care of. There is an expectation from within the community to be nice to each other, obviously, and respectful. So these chat rooms are not, we don't want to see them as a point where people throw bad words at each other. So we have a list of, you know, a text where we have to remind people, please, you know, we expect you to be sensible and nice in your communication. So we do remind our participants of this. This is also important that it is not a chat room that is not made available later on to others. It is locked. So people need to know that whatever they say over there is going to stay there, all right? So it's always good to remind people, okay, this is what the rules of the game are, and let's be nice and respectful to each other. So you may see those warnings over there, but that is not, that doesn't mean somebody said something bad. It is just to make sure that this is what the expected behavior of ICANN community is. Now, if you happen to run into problems, like I said, I mean, you can play around with these tools already here. Janice here has her own window because she's doing the remote participation management. She's already in the chat of this session. And If you come across any problems, please write us. We have been providing these services for the last couple of meetings, let me say. We started in Nairobi at the ICANN meeting there, and we are really keen on improving our services. And since then, there have been a lot of improvements. First of all, our number of sessions we are providing these services for has increased tremendously. In this meeting, almost all open sessions are receiving these services. But the quality and the quantity, these are different things. And we keep on improving, and we need your feedback for that. And I'm very sincere in this. And you guys, especially the newcomers, you have that very critical, nice eye. I love it. You are very good at, like, oh, you get blinded about that, didn't you? So open our eyes. Please provide your feedback, and we will appreciate that. If you don't want to send an email, you can always do it at the chat room, if you are in a chat room, and we will record of it. Now, so what happens after the meeting? We provide all the recordings on the meeting site. So these streamings, audio, videos, they are not going, somewhere in cyberspace and get invisible. They are being recorded. So you can find them. You can get back and watch this session, you know, or Genesis session. So everything is archived. These tools are also providing that opportunity for us and that opportunity for you to follow later on. These are a few links at the end of the presentation for your reference. Like I said, if you want to test your equipment, if it can deal with Adobe Connect or not, you can use this list. And for all our overview of our services, you can find at this web page. And again, please do let me know if you have ideas on how we can improve these. Either say it at the newcomers' lounge. We have people there. I have my colleagues who can record them. Or come and talk to me. I will be all around this week. And Janice will too. As we promised and we are committed, we might be very busy, but we will find the time for you. Okay? That's very important for us. We will make be sure that we find the time for you. Thank you. Any questions?
Can I have the mic?
Oh.
How exciting. We're learning microphone 101. I just wanted to say that I had done a chat to everyone who was signed in this room. So Anupan, I see that you were chatting me back. Just as a practice, Jose, you were in the everyone chat room. So just from a matter of sample practice, while you're actually in a session, it's really quite the fearless way to first start. You know, the chat really, you can just start. Once you do it, it's like texting. You become addicted. And so, but it's a good way to have your voice heard.
Roman.
I'll add one more thing. The chat rooms on the low bandwidth and the high bandwidth are actually synchronized, so you actually talk into the people that are participating remotely on the low bandwidth as well. So it brings a unified experience for everybody. So it's not two separate groups that are talking to each other, so I want to make sure we capture that. And open up remote participation was in Cairo, and we expanded over the years. And this meeting, all the sessions will have some level of remote participation available within the meeting. So, assuming they are public.
Anybody else? Microphone, so the interpreters can interpret.
Yeah, actually, that's a very good point. Roman is a director of our information services at ICANN and has been working with remote participation for a long time, and he forgot the cardinal rule, which is we're being recorded, so you need to be on a mic. So anytime that you want to speak during one of our recorded sessions, you do want to get a handheld mic so that those who are participating remotely can enjoy your comment and learn from it, too. So we have all kinds of lessons, real time, all the time here.
Thank you. Well, do we have any newcomer sessions after this? No. Starting at, maybe a reminder will be good. Okay, there will be a policy update at 2 here, which will be good to follow if you can, so that our policy directors can tell you which policy issues are coming up over the next week and which sessions you may want to go to follow up to them. Yeah, thank you.